I don't hit women. But if Corona, if you was a bitch, I'd black your eye, bitch. I'm sick of you, hoe. The fuck out the world, bitch. I need my back in, bitch. You stanky hoe. Can't stand you, bitch.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on, fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
Now listen to the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. The Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. Now what I like to have right now is for all you lazy, inconsistent, two podcasts in the game and think you're doing something. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, say it with me, my people, your grade is your motherfucking grade and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We're on all of them, so whichever one you're using. If you listen to the show, please give us a good rating. We appreciate it. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can support all things Nappy Afro and get shouted out on the show. Like, did we get any Patreons this week? Oh, we didn't get a Patreon this week, so nobody's getting shouted out this week. But you can be, you can feel the void. You can feel the void. You know what I'm saying? It felt bad coming back this week, not saying somebody for the Patreon. But look, check out Patreon out, man. It's a lot of things over there. BZ is putting a lot of dope stuff over there for your eyes, if you get my drift. And the easiest way you can support the site is by sharing it, retweeting it, reblogging it, adding it to your story, man. Shout out to Rulo myself, man. He always doing it. Short T always doing it, man. We appreciate it. I see you, man. So we appreciate all that, man. That's just the kind of love we looking for right there, man. You know, so, yeah. All the panders out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good, but, you know, crazy stuff happening all the time. People trying to rush back to the job and the bullshit that comes along with that. Everybody worrying about the economy and this, that, and the third. But are you willing to die for the economy? I don't think I am.
I am.
So
I am.
I know I'm not. So y'all can keep that crazy shit over there. But, you know, I notice a lot of people still doing real good with the different things, you know, DJs, church services, and all of that stuff. I just feel like, you know, you done listened to all these people's services. You done found out what church you like. So when they open this thing back up, please, y'all, if y'all have been inspired by somebody, send them a Cash App.
I like the church on Facebook Live. That's the best church.
Send them a little tithe, a little love offering or something.
There's no building. I'm sending a tithe and love offering when I pay my Wi-Fi bill. If I've been watching, if I've been watching your church for the last 3 months on Wi-Fi, y'all will be all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm paying. We got to take care of the home. The building, the building fund is my house.
Is it?
Because that's why I'm watching the service
at. Okay.
Yeah.
No. Like I said, send them people something. But other than that, how was your week?
Well, my week was pretty good. Had a weekend, had the week of work, and, you know, just normal stuff, man. It's really, I see they all going back with football, and I'm waiting for the rec league to call us and let us know what we're doing so I can either, you know, plan my life, because I don't want you coming in the last, you know what I'm saying, short notice, like, okay, we're going to do it. Let us know something. You ain't letting us know anything, and I just want to know something. Like, I mean, am I assuming we're not playing? Because, you know, I just don't know.
I mean, so, I wouldn't want to be playing.
I mean, I really don't want to be around a coach. Like, I'm leery about coaching this year. Like, because I just, kids are nasty. They're balls of fucking disgusting, just everything. And I know, even throw football on top of that, that's even more nastier. Yeah. So I'm real leery about it. So I don't know, man. The strain this week, I went and got a mixed bag from the dispensary, so it's a lot in here. It's some gelato, it's some white Urkel, it's some Mac, some Miracle Alien cookies. Mm. It's all kinds of stuff in this bag, so I don't know what we're smoking, but it's all good.
Okay? Is it really?
Yes. So that was my week. Let's go ahead and get to this outline, Queen Jim. We got a lot to talk about. First thing on the docket is the city of Atlanta is up at it again.
Okay, what are people doing?
Well, over the weekend, we had a man get murdered by the police. He was drunk. He had fell asleep in his car at Wendy's. The people in Wendy's called the police about the car being there. The police come there, interrogate the man for 30 minutes. Then they decide to put him under arrest. Could you pull up the man's name for me? I can't think of it. They decided to put him in arrest, and he just was like, nah, man, you're not going to arrest me today. So he takes off running. They try to tase him. He takes off running. He allegedly snatched one of the tasers, and he's running. And while he's running, this cop puts like two or three shots in his back while he's running. On a Friday night, next thing you know, Saturday, Atlanta got out there and protested, and they burnt this motherfucking Wendy's down. And I just can't believe that during this time, with everything that's going on, that you would be a police...
Rayshard Brooks.
That's his name. Let's say his name. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand at a time like this why you would even pull your gun out to shoot somebody. Especially,
I don't know why a nigga would even call a goddamn police.
I mean, I get if he's blocking the driveway or whatever. You can't wake the motherfucker up. I get it.
You didn't try then.
I mean,
you couldn't have.
I'm at a loss for words. The police. Because it's like, what he did wasn't enough to die. Like, even if I did go off and run, you supposed to chase after me, you know what I'm saying? Either let me go, catch me, slam me on the ground, rough me up. But even if you slam me on the ground, I get scratched all up or whatever. I'm alive. I get my day in court. You know what I'm saying? This man wasn't a threat. You didn't have to kill this man. Like, he was drunk. He offered to walk home. Like, if you would have been a good police officer, you would have been like, look, call somebody to come down here, get your car. Whatever, drive you home, or I'm going to leave your keys right here at Wendy's. You come back here tomorrow and get them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave them right here. You know what I'm saying? So you come back here tomorrow and get them, or just fucking walk home. You know, just let them go. You don't let them drive off or whatever like that, but you definitely don't kill the man. And it's just crazy that, once again, here we are. And it's like, if you don't get it through your thick skull now, you're never going to get it. Like, the police have a problem.
Yeah, they have a major problem. But the thing is, so many people still want to holler about, oh, it's not an issue. People doing things they ain't got the business doing. These same things happen to other races of people, and they don't have the same outcome. So you can't tell me the only thing that's different is the race. Mm. So if you see a black person and now all of a sudden you're so startled, like, y'all punks, if you can't come into a situation.
You got a whole Batman utility belt on.
And you scared about a nigga who got a taser.
Bitch, you got a taser, a baton, goddamn pepper spray, a fucking gun. Like, what else do you fucking need to feel safe? If I had all that fucking shit on my waist, you think I'd be scared of
anybody?
Any nigga in the street? Nah, nigga. I won't be scared of nah, nigga. I got everything like that at my disposal? Nigga, please. Fuck I'm scared about.
That's the line
then,
they give.
Then they talk about some, well, he did take off running and the taser could have been used as a deadly weapon. First of all, motherfucker.
If I'm running, I ain't no threat either.
Bitch, a spoon is a deadly weapon if I use it right. You're going to just...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sit there and let me gouge your eyes out.
Yeah, like if I press your eyes hard enough with a spoon, you're gonna get fucked up. So anything can be considered a deadly weapon. I mean, damn, you don't let certain people get to sit in their hands, they'll fuck you up with it. I've seen it in the movies. You don't leave shit around John Wick. John Wick could kill you with a pen. I see him kill a nigga with a book. He killed a nigga with a book. So you telling me, if John Wick can kill you with a book, what is considered a deadly weapon then? Everything, right? Yeah.
I mean, but anybody who's running to get away from you clearly is not posing a threat. If he was charging at you with said taser, okay, bam, maybe. But at the same time, they have to be taught different ways to de-escalate a situation. Because you show call people in and you talk all these other people down. Like I say, I will always go back to the Dylann Roof situation. You can't tell me that you go and pick a nigga up who done killed
nine people
and you take him to get something to eat, but then you can't wake a nigga up.
Hey, look back, you say, hey, man, what you want on your Whopper? No pickle? All right, Whopper, no pickle. Like,
exactly. Cut in half.
Yeah, nigga got his order customized. Can I get fries, no salt, please? And he want a Sprite, light ice.
Exactly. We're willing to wait those 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll wait on the fresh fries. Yeah, can we make sure the fries are hot? Thanks.
So I'm just like, you can't tell me that y'all are the same type of cops who can see black people and all of a sudden you're threatened, but you know somebody was armed and dangerous and you came and took him to get something to eat after you took him into custody.
But like, actually, I heard the story went a little like this. He had a choice. Like, he was just like, they was like, yo, where you want to go? He was like, they're like, McDonald's. He was like, nah. Then they was like, you want to go to Hardee's? He was like, nah. Then he settled on Burger King. He was just like, nah, I just go to Burger King then. Fuck it, man. They said he was really, like, being choosy at that time, too. So they was giving him options. Well, they asked him, did he want cheese on his burger? They was like, yo, you can get cheese. It's on the state. It don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm paying for it. You want cheese? Get this nigga some cheese, bro. That's what they told Dylann Roof, man.
Like I said, it's sad when a black person, who he doing the right thing because he went to sleep in the damn drive-thru. He didn't try to push it and go on wherever he was going and he could have hurt somebody for real.
Exactly.
He in the drive-thru, okay, fine. But at the end of the day, my thing is, you knock on the door, window, whatever. It shouldn't have been nothing. But hey, what's going on here, sir? Once you find out that he's under the influence, he's in a parked vehicle, okay.
Yeah, because the cop was trying to take him in for driving drunk. I wasn't driving. Yeah. I was behind the wheel, yes. But you technically, if I would have took this to court, I probably could have beat it, my nigga. Because I wasn't driving. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, so when you put up on me, it was like he was in a parking spot almost. You know what I'm saying? So what are we doing here? I could have slept in my car and nobody said nothing to me.
I mean, like I say, my thing is, black people, we still got to do better. Because if, I don't know, it could have been a black person, could have been a white person, whoever.
Black.
You at this point, we can't call the police right now. Mm. Unless you know somebody's harming me. Mm. Somebody's trying to harm me. If you have this just a thought, a speculation, fuck that shit.
Come knock on my door.
You just need to be able to say, we closing Wendy's early tonight. Mm. Fuck this shit. A nigga out there sleeping, I don't know what he finna do. We finna wrap this shit up, and we finna be going tonight. I don't know. But what I'm not doing is calling 911.
So we gotta be careful now before we call 911. We gotta think about, even if we're slightly in danger, because we've seen the videos where the person that called the police just happened to be black, and the police come, and they rough them up, and they're like, look, I'm the nigga that called the police. Like, this man got robbed. Police walked in, saw he had a gun. They pulled the gun out on him and, like, basically punched him in the face and arrested him. He like, nigga, I'm the one that called. And they was like, oh, nigga, you didn't punch me in my shit. The fuck? Like, what the fuck I look like, bro? Like, hell no, man.
And that's what I'm saying. We got to be smart about these things. Because right now, we really ain't in a position to call him.
They said our president signed some kind of executive order today on police reform and stuff like that. But they said it's really, like, some bullshit. Yeah, that's what they were saying. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm all for it. And fuck that shit. Oh, the police chief got fired. You know what I'm saying? Or she stepped down.
Yeah, they asked for her resignation.
Yeah, because she, you know. Then did you see what they did to the mayor? They, like, blocked her car in. They weren't letting her leave. Like, they was, like, blocking her. She couldn't even leave. So, shit was crazy, man. Atlanta been cutting up. And I'm proud of Atlanta, man. Atlanta showing out. You know what I'm saying? Like T.I. said, this is Wakanda. We must protect this.
Don't do that.
Y'all are protecting it, man. So shout out to y'all, man. Y'all doing the damn thing, man. Shout out to the ATL, bro. Well, let's move on to the next topic. Since everybody's on this Black Lives Matter train right now, right? guy named Bob Johnson. You might know him. He started a little company called BET.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds familiar.
He came out with a proposal for Black Americans to get reparations. And
not going to happen.
Yes, not going to happen, but can a nigga dream a little bit, man?
Yeah, dream a little bit.
So BET found a cost for $14 trillion in slavery reparations. Okay, first of all, they just gave away about $2-3 trillion in this COVID money, right?
Yeah.
And they were crying about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you really think they're going to get niggas $14 trillion?
Nope.
That would be lovely, but let's read the specifics of what BET founder Bob Johnson said. He said, Bob Johnson argued money that now is the time for white America to acknowledge damages resulting from slavery and the U.S. government to provide reparations in the sum of $14 trillion wealth transfer to help prevent the country from splitting into separate and unequal societies. These are the facts. He said that, let me see. He called the reparations the affirmative action program of all time and added that they were so important because it would demonstrate that white Americans acknowledge damages that are owed for the injustice created by slavery. Let me see what his, this is what he wants. The big number is $153,850. That's the difference in median net worth between Black families, which is $17,150, and white families, which is $171,000 in America. God damn. Are you fucking shitting me?
No.
Okay, explain what median means. That's like an average. So the average net worth between Black families is $17,000?
Yeah. That sounds real reasonable.
That's net worth.
I mean, niggas got bills, so shit, you ain't worth what you bringing in. You worth what you got.
God damn.
So that ain't nothing.
I had to light up to that one, people.
Yeah, he can light up, but I can't eat my candy.
Yeah, because your candy is making noise when you're talking. And no, you can't eat candy while we're recording. No.
Keep it going then.
My good. So let's get what they're trying to say. I want to know what's going on. So basically, the plan breaks down to like $350,000 per person, and he wants to do it by income and education, and you know, that's where it gets murky right there. So are you trying to say that the people that has higher education, they deserve more money versus the person that has no education, that has no money?
Yeah.
So Bob Johnson, first of all, Bob Johnson's a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? So do he get $350,000?
No, because he don't need it.
He shouldn't get shit. So,
but he doesn't need it.
So what would you, okay, so how would you base it on? Let's just we all going through our
anybody hypothesis. Making less than $125,000.
Should get the whole 300?
Yeah.
100, anybody under 125 should get $350,000.
Yeah. And as you get higher, it gets really small, much smaller. I mean, because it doesn't make money. Because it's like.
I can deal with that.
You getting, what you say, $300,000?
But it'd be bad to give a whole bunch of poor people $300,000. Like, that is...
That's silly, because you saw what they did with the damn $1,200 when they was going in there buying damn TVs.
The Instagram videos would be amazing. If you give all niggas oh my God. Instagram would be lit as a motherfucker. Boy, niggas would be doing the money phones. Niggas would be laying on beds of money. Oh my God. Niggas would be cutting the fuck up. The cars would be amazing. You getting your $350, what you getting? Don't you say nothing responsible. If you say pay off some bills...
That's what I need to do first.
No, fuck all that.
That's what you got to do.
No, it's not. That's not.
So that I already know what that means. When they give you your $300, I need to get some of that.
You know, I'm getting mine.
I need to get some of that.
I gave some of my stimulus.
I'm going to get some more of it.
Mm-mm.
They give us another check, I'm getting some more.
Mm-mm.
They say they finna back pay us for the next three months that they miss.
Who?
They tried to say that.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
That's another one of those...
urban myths.
No, it's not an urban myth. It's just one of the ones that were...
struck down?
What do you mean, struck down?
In Congress or whatever?
Yeah, they was voting on or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, man, so me personally, I'm buying a Tesla.
I mean, you can get a Tesla then. That ain't nothing big.
Yeah, I'm buying it full out. Like, yo, this shit paid for, nigga. Done. Ding. Let's go. And then I'm investing in...
Oh, you can invest money. That's responsible. You supposed to just do something silly. Careless. That what you said.
You didn't even let me finish telling you what I was investing in.
What you investing in, nigga?
I was going to invest in a strip club.
Ain't nobody stripping no more. Y'all ain't gonna make nobody
we
no
gonna
hole.
Have, we gonna have you a can't COVID.
Make, you can't
we're gonna
make
have
nobody
a
hole when we they got $300,000. I ain't shaking my ass no more.
Man, listen. We're gonna have a COVID strip club. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be like all COVID requirement strip clubs. Social distancing in order. COVID. Nah, man, we're gonna have masks. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
They smell like coochie.
Mm-mm. Regular mask, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just gotta wear a mask in there.
Mm, okay.
Gloves if you wanna touch the women.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You got to switch gloves between girls because you can't touch two girls with the same gloves.
Okay. That would be real exciting, I guess, for the people.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah, no. Nobody wants to come there. Like, who's doing all that? Y'all can't even do right with the damn gloves y'all went to the grocery store. Take the glove off, throw it in the damn parking lot. So that means y'all going to have all kind of shit on the carpet. And they'll slap them gloves off.
In the strip club. No.
Well, whatever y'all got in there. I don't know.
No,
I don't frequent them type of places.
Oh, listen to you. But yeah, man, so, I mean, it would be nice to get some reparation money, but we know it's not going to happen. Like, black people, like, but I don't know. The white, people are in a giving mood right now.
My student loan debt will take up most of mine.
If anybody pay off their student loan debt with the reparation money, y'all crazy. Because, if, like I said, if you don't pay your student loan debt and you die, who you don't never have to pay it. So listen, don't ever pay your student loan debt. Never pay it. That's part of the system. If we rebel against that, that's what we need to rebel against.
You think so?
Heck yeah. Y'all up here doing and fighting the wrong fight. Rebel against the student loan people. Shoot. I don't know how many damn tax checks they took from my stupid ass. God, I know they at least got three from my ass. God damn.
I can't.
Yeah, so man, that third Migo got me, boy. Offset, boy. I swear, boy, that shit hurt.
You got it that
day. That shit hurt, boy, because I was like, man, I was happy. I thought, man, God, dog. I finally got to claim a kid, and I was like, yes. Look what happened.
Yep, and just like that.
Look what happened. Man, so yeah.
Not trustworthy.
So look, man, hopefully we get some reparation money in my lifetime. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to happen after I die. You know what I'm saying? My kids reap the benefits, and I'd be like, man, that's fucked up.
You would be dead, so it don't really matter.
Still, my spirit would be fucked up about it.
Your spirit is not going to be doing anything.
It will. If they know they gave reparation money and I ain't get in on it.
So what you think? The people that died hundreds of years ago, they ain't mad about it.
They built the bridge. Now we living in it.
So they want us to have it.
Yeah, they want us to have it. They don't want our kids to have it.
Oh, okay.
Think so? They want us to have it. Yeah, we the chosen ones.
Okay. We chosen. You not out there protesting though? Have
everybody
you been to a protest?
It's levels. Why I don't need to be out there? I'm an OG. OGs don't need to be out there. This is the young kids fight. They fighting for their future. I'm middle aged. Done. Like you can't improve my world. I'm stuck in my ways. So? Hell no.
And they give you them $300,000, they don't improve your world.
You know, they are improving my world, but like the world that I live in is not going to change for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've lived in it long enough where I know I understand this is how it goes. And, you know, like, you know, I take it at face value. You know what I'm saying? But the kids, our kids, they're optimistic about the world. They really think it's going to be unicorns and rainbows and rain and Skittles and shit like that. They need to see that. So they fighting for that. They can get the Skittle rain if they want it. They're just going to have to fight for it.
Okay.
Me personally, hey man, hey.
Well, they gonna get
I'm there for moral support and everything like that, but as far as being out there protesting, that ain't for me, man. I can't stand up that long, man. I got a bad back, man. You know, unless I got my comfortable Brooks on.
I'm about to say.
If I got the Brooks on, though, I can make it. I can walk all over and march and shit. But you got to think about it. Y'all niggas ain't been protesting enough for like 2-3 weeks. Some of y'all already tired. Imagine if this was your everyday, like Martin Luther King and them niggas. They was doing this shit every fucking day. Like, the niggas that grew up in the 50s and the 60s and they was doing the civil rights shit, they was going at it every day for it. Like, that shit had to be tiring. They ain't give a fuck about no job, school, nothing. Them niggas was out there protesting. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all niggas going to work, getting off work, going to protest. Y'all niggas ain't real. Let me stop, man.
I'm going
to
say they real because they out there.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. We need y'all. Like, we need y'all at every level of this.
Ain't doing nothing.
I mean, I'm old, man. What the fuck am I doing? I'm not even goddamn yelling shit, man. I direct... Work with the youth every year. So I'm part of the good chain. I ain't got to protest. I'm out here changing kids' lives every year. So I'm not, I don't have to protest. I actually do my fucking work. I do the work. I'm not out protesting. Just because I'm out here protesting, I see people just going to protest, take their little pictures for the clout, and leaving. They dressing up for the protest. They ain't going out there sweating and hot and looking crazy and shit like that, protesting for real. Nah, them niggas got straight up outfits on, looking cute and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, are you really protesting? You know what I'm saying? Or are you just doing it for the photo op? But you know, I digress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I do want a reparations check. That would be nice. You know, just to, but you just imagine the vitriol that poor whites would have for black people that all of a sudden got $300,000, like, they'll be screaming bloody murder, bro.
Exactly.
Screaming
bloody. There's too many poor white people and other people that's going to be all fucked up. Because with this rule that he came up with, his little suggestion or whatever, it's only for the adults. It's not for children.
Yeah, the kids don't need it.
Yeah, because they'll inherited money come on down for the parents.
Yeah. Do we have life insurance policies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So when we die, our kids we'll leave them a little something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's good. Because I was wondering about that.
Yeah, a lot of something. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Because you know me. I was like, yo, leave them niggas shit.
Yeah, gotta leave them something.
Yeah, well, that's what's up, man. See, kids, you better thank your mama. You might not hear this, but you better thank your mama.
That's sad. That is so sad. Jesus.
Fuck around with dad. Like I said, I'm going the easy way out. Cremate me. Y'all can save some money.
Well, I told y'all, y'all got to put on a whole damn show for me.
Put me in a little box. Just keep me in the garage somewhere. Just y'all,
y'all better put it on. Put on the show because I'm leaving that money for you.
Right.
So if nothing else, y'all should be ready to come in there two-stepping.
Hey, now we ain't going to do all that. We're gonna send y'all off nice.
Send me off nice. And make sure somebody in there hauling for me.
Yeah. Somebody will be.
Calling my name.
Me, I'll be crying like, oh,
and you be like, child, please, I see what that insurance check said.
Stop it, man. No money could replace you, girl. No money. Who I'm going to do the podcast with if you gone?
Hey, I ain't dying till I'm probably 90-something. So.
Yeah, it'd be forecast one. It'd be about 2,000 and something.
We won't be doing that.
Yeah, we will.
No.
Yes, we will.
Old people, anybody want to hear that?
Our audience is going to grow with us.
Okay.
We'll be like, well, this week.
Then I can actually eat my candy.
Went to the... You ain't got no teeth. You ain't got no teeth.
All kind of shit. I have some hard ass gums. I sure as hell be eating some candy.
Hey, I sure gonna change it to the hot medicine out there. And she be like, well, I heard there's a new pill out there that they keep.
You know,
it's in this pill bottle I got. It got all the days of the week on it. But the thing about it got an alarm on it. It go off when it's time for me to take my pill.
It doesn't.
What you think about that? Now, I saw this at Revco. It was only $19.99. Well, then they ain't gonna be taking money then. We're gonna all be
scanning yourself.
Yeah, it's all gonna be Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, shit like that. No more cash, man. Cash will be obliterated by the time we 70. You
know? I mean, shit, they ain't doing nothing with it no way, so they might as well go on and print on some of that money, sir. Give us some reparations and everything else.
Yeah. But yeah, man, if you want black people to get reparations, man, go down there and fight for us, man. Go ahead. If that's what y'all want to protest against, quit saying Black Lives Matter. Quit saying reparations. Come on, man. Hey, the funniest meme I saw, bro, they said black parents be saying the gayest shit. And they said the kid be like, mama, can I go out? Can I go? Hold on. I want to read it exactly to you. Because this shit had me crying. It said... Black parents say the gay stuff. Child be like, can I play outside? The mom be like, I'm going to play in your ass if that room ain't clean.
Oh, God.
So, just had to break that in the humor, man. Like,
yeah, niggas be cutting up, man.
Yes, sir. Band-Aids, they're doing something good, finally. Band-Aids has gotten, they've caught them Black Lives Matter fever.
That's bullshit.
For the first time in its, history? In like 100-year history, they are making a Band-Aids that aren't white flesh colored. How do you feel about that? Are you excited?
It's stupid. Why? Who the fuck needs that?
They said they understand after 100 years that y'all been walking around with Band-Aids on.
They look like white people's skin.
Yes, and when they made them,
that's what they thought about. So that mean they didn't think black people get cuts and scrapes. And
100 years ago, you couldn't have no Band-Aids.
Like I said.
We get cuts and bruises. We just ain't supposed to have no bandages on them motherfuckers. They what you walk around.
You supposed to just heal on your
own. Yes. Like, you know, we used to get whipped. They ain't putting no Band-Aids on your ass.
Hey, all I can tell you is it's a little too late. Some of the shit is a little overwhelming and overdoing it because it's no reason for you to have a brown. I mean, because shit. the brown that they gonna give me ain't gonna be the right brown no way. So you talking about these different shades. There's so many shades of brown. So you still, like, the attempt, if it comes from a good place, could be okay. But it's so many shades of brown that nobody's going to... I mean, it's going to be so many people. That's not going to be a perfect match.
You're going to see white people with the black...
Exactly.
Like, solidarity, brother.
Exactly. Like,
I'm with you.
I'm with you. Nah. Fuck that shit.
Oh, man. So,
give me some of your credit score points. Maybe you could tell me you with me then. But
so
other than that,
so you don't like the idea with the Band-Aid?
No, I think it's stupid. Like, who needs that?
Are you buying them?
No.
So you just gonna keep buying the regular white flesh?
Shit happened. I mean, for so many years when my kids were small, they had the cartoon characters. There wasn't no damn body on there. There wasn't no skin colors. So, I mean, I might have a box of them in there now that might be that color, but, I mean, I'm not gonna go out there and buy no black people Band-Aids. That shit is retarded.
ABC is casting its first black bachelor. I already know. He's going to end up, it's going to be a lot of white women on the show. And black, like they.
And that's my thing. And you can't do that. If it's going to be a black bachelor, it need to be black women and
but
black
he don't,
men.
He prefer white women, I think.
Like I said, all I can tell you is.
He looks like one of those brothers that prefer white women too.
All I can tell you is, that's some shit I don't want to see. I don't want to see it.
That's why this is going to piss some people off. Like, this is going to piss some people off. So, like, you pick the black man and you know this nigga is not picking no girl, no black woman. You know this. He's going to pick a Becky. A Becky's going to win, and this shit is going to be fucked up.
I mean, but my thing is people got to do better. Because at the end of the day, they should want to show images of black people being able to be
together. So let me ask you a question. So if they put you on the show, The Bachelorette, and they had all white guys.
I could never go home with none of them.
Oh, so
I'm not sexually attracted to white men.
Like, why have you ever sat down and
talked
to
one? Yes, I have. I've sat down and talked to many.
So you don't think none of them cute?
I found some white men to be decent looking, but to say something about them makes me say I want to lay down and let you share my body? No.
Wow.
It's never that.
Queen Germ, the racist.
No, I'm not a racist. I like what I like. Shit, okay. Niggas like big titties and
ass
and
whatever else.
No
more. You can't have preference
you
no
can.
More.
You can. You can always have
that.
Preference.
No, no, no,
what
no,
I
no,
like
no.
is what I like.
No, 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 no. They said that today. They said having a preference is...
I don't hear that shit.
You can't have a preference because it's like, I said, God, dog.
You can't tell me what turns me on.
Hey, man.
That mean I just got to fuck who want to fuck me? No, that shit is dumb.
Nah, man.
That's dumb. And they can't call that
anybody.
Nothing. No. That's not what it
you
is.
You can't turn nobody down now.
And you can, because that's what you call rape.
Because if you don't like somebody because he's fat, that's fat shaming. You don't like
so
somebody
what?
Because he's something, he's short, it's
so
height,
what?
Ageism, everything's so got a something. Like, I was like, wow. Like,
if I don't like you, I don't like you. You can just be an asshole.
Yeah.
And you can come in the right packaging, but you just a jerk. So
you
now I got to like
you. You can't jerk shame then.
Child, please. Like I said, that's some bullshit, and they going too far with it because you keep watering it down. You're not addressing the real issues. The real issue here is the fact that people, the mainstream media, don't want black people to find comfort in who the hell they are. If you're going to give us a black bachelor, you're going to push it in our face that you got white women that he going to be going after? That's stupid. I mean, why can't you accept the fact that it's enough black couples that are male and female... Black people who want to be together and have respect and love for each other. Why you can't show that on TV? Because y'all want us to believe that all black men chasing after these white women. Or black women just can't satisfy black man.
I want to know what the ratio of women's going to be. And like, if it's only, let's say if it's only like 6 white women and one of them make it far, I'm going to be like, God, like this, hey, this is going to be, I might just tune in or keep up with it just to see. You know, how it plays out. That might be our challenge. Watch The Bachelor, because the show is horrible. You know what
I don't
want
to see that shit. I can tell you that now. I mean, that's the same way, like, I feel about these people. And all of a sudden, y'all trying to make this the darn Black Lives Matter done turned into interracial couples matter. And that shit ain't what we talking about. Like,
dang.
I get it. The people do what they do, okay? It's not my preference, but hey, that's your life. Do what you do. But don't throw it up in the air where you got people around here asking somebody to marry them. You proposing to somebody doing a damn Black Lives Matter thing. And y'all an interracial couple.
Amen.
Like, that's not what this is, though. Do that shit on your own time.
Amen.
That's not what this is. So we can't just keep people talking about condoning stuff. Y'all just taking all of the attention from what you needed to be looking at.
Hey, look, I mean, you know, switching gears a little bit, speaking of taking attention off, I noticed that the movement is being divided already. They're trying to divide the men and the women, and they're just dividing the blacks because I saw that with the recent, the lady that was found dead down here in Tallahassee, I saw that a lot of women were saying like how black men doesn't protect the black women. Then I saw with the
trans community,
they were saying that the black trans matter because they don't get mentioned. A lot of trans men have been killed, you know, just as many as, well, not just as many, but a lot have been killed and they don't get mentioned. And so they saying they matter. And so I feel like all of that is breaking up the movement. It's causing division. And it's like we're falling for it and we don't need to fall for it. We still need to be unified because it's us against them. You know what I'm saying? Like black women, you're still black women. You know what I'm saying? Black men, we're black men. Black trans, you're a black trans. You all, guess what the common denominator in that is?
We all black.
We all black. So if we say Black Lives Matter, it encompasses everybody. Don't feel like the women are getting left out because, let's be honest, there's not that many women that get killed by the police versus the number of black men that get killed by the police. That's what the movement is about. The black trans, y'all, I'm not saying what it is not an issue because it is, but the issue with the Black Lives Matter is saying that the police need to stop killing us. The systemic, the racism, all that, you know what I'm saying? So don't feel left out because y'all not being mentioned because you're included in that. You know what I'm saying? And nobody's forgetting about y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But it's always like that because when they think that you picking up steam, they going to say, oh, yeah, we need to throw a monkey wrench in this because clearly.
Oh, you can't say monkey wrench. That is racist as fuck. You know why?
Because what?
Okay, the man that invented it, the wrench, was a black man. So they didn't like that he invented it. So they called it a monkey wrench. Yes. His name was Jack Johnson.
Okay. Thank you, history teacher.
So just call it a wrench or a Jack Johnson.
Okay.
All right.
So all I'm saying is thank you for that. Thank you for that enlightenment.
Yes.
But I'm just saying you have to always be mindful of the fact that when you really getting somewhere, you picking up some speed, some traction, whatever, that people are going to want to stall your progress. So if we can divert the attention to let's fight about whose lives matter most, hell, then ain't gonna be nobody back again. We'll be back at square one. And it takes us another 60 years for us to have another push forward to the right direction. So you can't get too caught up in it to where you lose focus on the fact that we all dying. Mm. Black, whatever you are.
Got a question for you. As a black woman, do you feel protected by the black man?
I mean, I don't look for black men to protect me. Like, the man I'm with, yeah.
Okay,
but as far as looking at the community saying, oh, yeah, black men, and I guess that's the part of me that is kind of violated or feel some type of way when I see black men with white women. And it's because of the fact that
you really have an issue with that.
I do. It's like a sucker punch to the gut. Because so many black men the ones who date white women have done some things as far as you've been with black women and used and abused them, then you get with this white woman and you got 2 and 3 jobs or you're doing all of these wonderful things. Even if it's only 17% of the population that get married to these people, you have babies with them. I see these kids in the stores all the time. I can understand if you had some real reasoning for this. So, like, you know, some wonderful love story, but you going out your way to seek and find these people to be with when there's so many other people who, if you a hardworking black man, why you can't find a good quality black woman? Like, what is the thrill of going after these people? I mean, and it's just, like I say, it works me up because a lot of them are, I mean, it's something that's probably worth giving away, but it's something that bothers me simply because of the fact that, like I said, it's people out here that's quality people that y'all want to use and abuse, but then y'all go and get with Becky. Y'all, even if she got kids with another black nigga, y'all taking care of their kids. You doing this, that, and the third. You coming home every night. You doing right, paying bills, working, and all that good stuff. But then when you was with the old girl in the projects, you was just doing whatever the hell you could do. So I'm just like, we got to look
maybe
at...
Maybe the girl in the projects didn't build them up like Becky did.
Like I said, maybe Becky... And you ain't a real man because I'm going to say this, and I said it before, I say it again. A black man equals... He is to be paired with... His equal is a black woman. We know the struggle. You telling Becky, because Becky still probably feel sorry for your ass. So, because she babying you, that make you feel good. You a man. It's in your DNA to be a man. You don't need nobody to sit there and hold your hand. You should be a man. Yes, you can have love and feel emotions or whatever, but the principle, the basic principle for a man being a man, it is in your DNA. You should be the head. You should be a leader. You should be a fighter. You should be a provider. You should be all of those things. And when you sit around here and try to be sorry, you want to be coddled by somebody, that shit is bullshit. And black women have had to be too damn hard for too long. And I support a black man all day long. But what I will not support is that bullshit to try to act like, oh, it's something better with being with a white woman. It ain't shit better. If you with a white woman, it's because you sorry as fuck. Because you want to be with something, and I mean it. I ain't taking that shit back. It ain't no motherfucking exceptions to the rule. I mean that shit from the bottom of my heart. Because every time you turn around, they want to throw something in your face like, we inadequate. Fuck that. We've been here in the trenches for you. Your mama black. Your sister's black. And then you go fuck around and bring some old white girl to the damn picnic. Fuck that.
Love is blind.
It ain't blind. Love is not blind.
I just want to apologize to any of our listeners out there. If you have a white spouse and you feel offended by Queen Germ's words, this is King Germ giving you an apology.
Because you won't get one from me. I mean that shit. That don't sit well with me at all.
Let's go back.
Move on.
Let's go. So I want to know, like, do you feel protected by black men? Like, do you feel like if you're out and... You know what I'm saying?
Like to think that a black man would step in if somebody coming at me wrong.
Or if you need, like help or whatever like that, you feel like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a problem because I find myself very attractive and men, would want to help me if I was in distress or something. I mean, I don't see a reason why they wouldn't. But at the same time, I'm just like, people, you don't have to say like somebody's got to be looking out for you. Like, hell, like what is going on in your life to where a black man's supposed to be protecting you so much? Number one, you got to look out for your own self. Not blaming victims here, but at the same time, if you know you live a certain lifestyle, you know you got to be on guard. So you don't get taken advantage of because somebody may think that you're weak because of a situation that you find yourself in. So those are types of things that we can do to kind of, decrease the number of incidents that you would have that would be in that nature. But as far as looking for somebody to protect me, the black men that I look to is going to be my husband, my daddy, my brothers. But as far as random men out there, no, I'm not really looking for them to protect me. But I would think that if I was in a situation, I'm in public somewhere, somebody said something out the way to me, yeah, a black man going to step up. But you comparing it to niggas who ain't quite right, who might be trying to violate a lady. But that's another thing, too.
I feel like they're comparing it to that because I don't feel this sentiment that black men are not protecting black women. I think that's completely false.
I think so, too.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like you got some wild ones in
every ethnic group.
You can't stop crime. You can't stop niggas from doing shit. So to say that black men are protecting, I mean, there have been niggas attacking women for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like...
It done been people who, total strangers. I know one.
Yeah.
My homegirl daddy almost lost his life trying to keep a lady from getting beat up in the damn grocery store parking lot.
Yeah, so it's like, you can't stop that, but to say they're not protected, I think that's false.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an overstatement just because of the fact that an incident happened and somebody wants to try to compare it to the fact that, a man violated this person. That doesn't mean that black men are out trying to harm black women. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, exactly. So let's... I just want them to kill that rhetoric, man, because it's like it's very divisive and we don't need it. We don't need it right now.
I mean, I think that, like you say, it's just a ploy to get us off track and to start looking at ways to fall apart and to just say, fuck it. We you know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't doing this, we ain't doing that. And then the next thing you know, it ain't no movement no more. So we moving in the right direction. Stay focused on the goal is what we need to do.
Let's show them that we can be united on this one. Let's not, they expecting us to start infighting and everything like that. It's going to crumble from the inside. That's what they expecting. Let's not let that happen, man. I mean, we got some momentum. Let's keep this momentum going and let's bring it on home, man. I mean, come on, man. We're starting to see, you know what I'm saying, they defund the police has entered the conversation. They talk about defunding police's, what you want to call them? Units. Not, and defund doesn't mean no police. It just means they're going to cut funding. And, you know, they don't need tanks. They don't need fucking armored robots that can fly in and drop bombs and missiles and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. We making room. We making space. Let's keep it going. Stay Let's unified, people. Craziest thing you return. Saw an article on BuzzFeed. People return all kind of crazy shit. I worked at a sports store one time and somebody bought a kicking tee back, said it didn't work. It's a fucking kicking tee. How the fuck it don't work? It don't do shit. It
just, you got to do it.
It just sit there. How the hell are you returning a kicking tee telling me it don't work? I mean, people then brought grills back saying the grills didn't work, but you got barbecue sauce on the grill. Guess it worked good enough to get to the sauce part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if the grill didn't work, it damn sure you got sauce on this food. It worked good enough to get sauce there. So I done seen some crazy returns in my life. Have you returned any wild shit?
No, I don't. I'm not really that big on returning stuff. Okay. Like, unless it's really broke for real, I don't really return stuff. Cause I don't. I mean, I know people return stuff, but I don't really like the idea of having something sent back to the store. I know they're supposed to do all these various things with how they deal with returns, but I don't do that. That's not my thing. So sorry.
How about you return the PlayStation 2 to Walmart that was bought at Toys R Us?
Really? You gonna bring that up for real?
I'm just saying Toys R Us out of business, so you ain't got nothing to worry about.
I mean, the point was it was. I guess it could be in that category, but it was for a good reason.
Oh, okay.
And the reason being, I didn't know where it came from.
Oh, okay.
So I was left to assume where it came
me
from.
Me too. I thought it came from Walmart.
And I was really about to say, you told me it came from Walmart. Yeah. And so when I went to Walmart and made this lady give me a new PlayStation, it was only because I just knew it came from there.
See,
so
that's why I always say PlayStation niggas are low lifes. They do shit like that. I had you going to Walmart to return something that came from Toys R Us.
And I got a new one and I got a...
Yeah, see, PlayStation niggas,
receipt,
man.
And everything.
They do shit. They do wild shit like
I
that.
I caught up in there. I mean, I told Look that lady, that, I said, you don't know I'm what you're talking about. This thing came out of here. Da, 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 da. You check that barcode. That lady said, well, ma'am, this didn't come from here. I said, well, I tell you, I ain't leaving here until I get a new one. Wow. I ain't going back home. And she went up and got me one and I came on up out of there. And then I get to the house and this nigga tells me, oh, I found out that it didn't come from there. Okay. Well, you got one now. So
thanks.
So what you sent back? Are you just talking about the people at your job?
I returned some stuff. I've returned shoes before that I might have wore one time. You know what I'm saying? I just cleaned the hell out of them. Got my money back on them. oh, man. What else? I returned phone chargers that I buy.
Oh,
I return
don't
those.
Work no more.
Yeah, when they stop working, I take them back and be like, hey, this phone charger don't work no more.
I need another one. Come and upgrade me.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I bought one and I didn't have maybe four, maybe five. You know what I'm saying? You know, just...
They just don't work that well.
They just stop working. I mean, your son go through them like nothing. Like, he went through so many of them. They knew, like, oh, what, your son tore this one up? Yep, sure did. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not above returning things. You know, if I use it, I ain't going to return it. But if I feel like I can get away with it, I might, if I really don't need it. You know what I'm saying? I never, like, rented something and, you know, cut the grass and took it back. And nah, I ain't that shady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I usually commit to my purchases.
Yeah, because I have buyer's remorse, you know what I'm saying? So, usually if I buy something I done already went over in my mind and I agreed upon, like, we're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not somebody that's going to,
just buy some crap.
Yeah, like, ooh, look. Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not the impulse buyer. Not at all. Except for one time I walked in Walmart to buy a video game. They didn't have the game I wanted, and I walked out with a vacuum cleaner and a frying pan. And I was just like, what in the hell just happened?
That was random.
Yeah, it was super random. Super random. You know what I'm saying? But
I hope I got one of those items.
Yeah, you got both the items.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. But, yeah. So, yeah, the article is just talking about people returning crazy stuff.
So, one of the crazy things that they return.
This man said, a Walmart in my town was known for taking back anything you try to return. My dad once managed to return some cranberry juice there that he bought at Kroger.
First of all, I just am not for the bringing back of the food items.
Oh, you get double your money back, though. If you bring back produce and stuff from like at Walmart and Sam's Club. I don't know if y'all know that. So if you buy something from Sam's Club and you're not 100% satisfied, they have a 200% satisfaction guarantee. You get the item and your money back.
Well, I'm going to say this. A lot of return policies have changed during the COVID-19. So please don't go and fool with these people's stuff if you don't know what their policy is. Because a lot of people ain't taking back a lot of stuff right now. So just be careful with that. Just until things clear up.
Yes, sir. We got some news that I already knew, but I don't know if they confirmed it, but they kind of said it. SpongeBob was gay. You know what I'm saying?
Not surprising.
I mean, yeah. I mean, everybody knew SpongeBob was gay. I mean, look it up. I mean, look how he gay.
Him and all the people that he was hanging with.
Exactly. Him and Patrick, they used to always be doing some suspect stuff. Yeah. And nothing wrong with SpongeBob being gay. It's just that we already knew that. It was like, that was no grand,
it was not no grand big reveal.
You know what I'm saying? It was just like, oh, so y'all just confirmed it for us?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he didn't try to hit Sandy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just cool being friends with her and running around catching butterflies with a net. You know what I'm saying? Or jelly, whatever them things was. It looked like butterflies, but they was underwater, so it couldn't be butterflies. But, yeah. So, are you shocked?
No, not shocked at all.
Okay.
No. Nah.
Moving along. That's not shocking news at all.
Not shocking.
Well, it's TV talk time. And we're going to talk about two things this week. We'll talk about Dave Chappelle's special real quick. Dave Chappelle dropped a pop-up shop-style comedy special. It was about 30 minutes long. It was titled 8:46. 8:46 was, of course, was the time that the cop that stood on Mr. Floyd's neck was for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which was the exact same time that Dave Chappelle was born, hence the name of the show, 8:46. And basically, Dave Chappelle was up there ranting like an old man, talking about how he's sick of what's going on and everything. It wasn't funny at all. It wasn't intended to be funny. I mean,
he has an Asian wife, so I don't know.
So you checked out?
Yeah.
You checked out. He couldn't be that woke with an Asian wife.
No.
Why not?
I'm sick of this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you woke.
She's a minority too.
Not black. Like I said, my thing is, you can't be on the loudspeaker if you're not black. Mm. For real. I'm talking about your choice has got to be black. The dealing's got to be black. You got to be one of them people who say, I only shop at black only owned businesses, blah, 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 blah. You can't come at me with this bullshit because you part of the problem.
But what if you just fell in love with somebody that was not black?
No.
You just supposed to say, no, I don't love you.
No. You don't even let yourself... You won't never know you could love somebody like that if you don't even entertain that shit.
I'm hearing you, sister. I hear you.
That's all I'm saying. But, I mean, when you doing all that hard talking about being black and this, that, and the third, you go home to an Asian wife. Like, you can't be that black.
Damn. Queen Jerm telling how T.I. is.
I mean, that's just me. Nobody has to hear me.
But yeah, Chappelle, he like I said, he basically, it was a rant. And
it wasn't funny.
It was supposed to be funny, like you said.
Yeah, but it wasn't nothing about it that was so, you know.
I mean, people's
mind-blowing.
Exactly. People were saying like, oh man, Chappelle did it again, man. He's the best. Only he could do something like that. And I was just he couldn't.
I could have did that shit.
I was just like, you know, it was,
I mean, it was not his best work. I can say that. I mean, I ain't gonna say it was just terrible. I'm glad he took the time to even address the issues. But like I said, with your personal values, views, thoughts, and love and concerns and negated all that. It just took it way back. Like,
oh boy, Queen.
Okay, Jersey. Googling Dave Chappelle's wife. Okay, so what are we doing here?
Queen Charm is a mess, people.
I'm not. I'm just being real. You can't. If you telling me you so blackety black. When you wake up in the morning, you see your black face when you brushing your goddamn teeth. Mm-hmm. How in the world do you look at an image that does not look anything like you?
Mm.
And you think, I mean, my thing is, I can understand if you mix. You mix, you can do whatever you want because you mix.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will argue that we're all mixed. Yes, we are to a certain degree, whatever. But if I look at my mom and my daddy, and my mom and my daddy black, it's something about me that I love me so much. I love what I come from so much that I would want to match that is all I'm saying. So to me, as a parent, when I had the conversation with my child last time, It is more of a point of my son can't come home with a white girlfriend and me be satisfied because of the fact you got a black mama. So that means something wrong with me that you don't see that a black woman is good enough for you. That's the shit that hurt. So to me, no, I'm not. I mean, people could say, you know, you shouldn't even feel that passionate about it, whatever. But the same way I know I go hard for every black person that comes into my, you know, environment, I want the best for you. For me to not impact you enough for it to spread into your love for humanity and black people as your priority, nah. You can't tell me I raised my son to want to be with no white woman. You can't tell me that shit. Now, at least if one of your parents is black, hey, we can work something out. But shit, if you just white, Asian, ain't got no blackness in you, I'm going to have to pass on that.
Well, dang. So, dang. All that man work done for nothing. Wow.
I mean, it's going to touch somebody. It just didn't touch me.
Yeah, I got you. I feel like he should have talked to a whole room full of white people.
Yeah, because they wouldn't have been laughing at all.
Let them feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how white people get uncomfortable when you start talking about certain topics.
I mean, and my thing is, he had a mixed crowd and you said nigga too many times for you to be sitting there in front of them white people and thought that it was okay.
Well, that's what he do on his show, though. See,
you heard what I said.
He opened up the nigga to the white kids. Like, him on his show, they said the nigga a lot. And then so the white kids, they like, I blame Dave Chappelle for all the like, white kids saying nigga now.
I don't blame him for that.
I blame him for that. Show did it because his show was popular amongst them and he said nigga a lot and they said it just reciting the show and they just started, it spread like wildfire. But hey, next up, Insecure, season finale. How did you feel about it?
First of all, a season finale ought to at least be an hour.
Okay.
I wasn't happy about that part because, for one, it went by too fast. Before it got started, it was over.
All right.
But as far as what took place in the 29 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it just kind of hurt my heart because we was just gaining so much good momentum. The girl was making good choices, Issa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that she kind of liked that had the bipolar, she Nathan. Just was real. Thank you. She was just real clear with him, letting him know that, I mean, I want to be a good friend of you. I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying, blur the lines. She loving this man that she with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he dropped the bombshell on her when he got the other woman pregnant. And the girl don't want to give up the baby and all this other stuff. I mean, that shit kind of messy too, because how the hell you tell somebody, hey, I want to live my life over here. I'm trying to start my thing back with my old girlfriend. And I don't want to have no kid with you. And, you know what I'm saying, she still want to keep a baby, blah, 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 blah.
You don't have to be involved.
You don't have to be involved. But see, that's again.
You can't tell nobody. They're like, what? How you going to tell me?
Good black people shouldn't even play them type of roles. They should have told them they had to change that shit. That shouldn't even have been okay. Because, again, y'all putting out these stereotypes like, oh, a black woman want to have a baby, her and a man ain't together no more. They in between relationships. The nigga don't want her to have a baby or he don't want to be bothered with the baby. It shouldn't even look like that. He a good man coming up in the world trying to get his little job going, whatever. It shouldn't be nothing for you to come and see this kid once a month. If the lady, you know what I'm saying, if she want to have the kid and you move into another city or state,
what if
or
I want to be, I want to be that father that want to be involved in my kid's life.
Okay, you can want to be involved all you want, but we ain't together, so you still going to be coming in. You're not going to be here every day. So you move into another place to get a new job. I'm not moving there. Clearly, that you got to make a choice.
Yeah,
and you can't holler about I want to be involved with your ass in another state,
city.
It's whatever logistics.
Yeah,
you can't see my kid every day and you in another city. Because by the time you go to work, you're not coming over here to tuck him into bed.
Yeah, it's like a 5-hour ride.
Again, logistics. So therefore, that's not going to happen. Yeah. So you got to pick a side. So either you're going to be coming through once a month, once every other weekend, whatever you're going to do. But it's a blow because this girl actually told you she would be willing to do whatever to make it work. And now you drop this in her lap. And now she got to really think, like, do I really love this nigga enough to help him raise another broad baby? Which I ain't want to be bothered with nobody else's kids. That's some shit. What you think about it?
Well, I mean, I think it was a good show. A good episode. What part stuck out to me was Molly and Andrew. Them basically putting each other on ice. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Molly didn't see that You know, Andrew was like, yo, I don't think this working. You know what I'm saying? It's like he fell out of love with his, you know, the luster had wore off, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Because she was too black.
Yeah, she was too black. She was blackety black. And he was just like, I ain't think you was one of them. You know what I'm saying? And,
exactly.
And so, you know, at first he was the down, you know, he had everything. But then it just seemed like, you know, the whole brother family, because he was big on family, because you notice how he'd be talking in another language and she'd come around and hear, he'll switch up and everything like that. So why are you doing that? You know what I'm saying?
Because you ain't real.
I don't speak your language. So why are you doing that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What you saying? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got to be careful in these relationships in different races, because they might be saying something to their friends like they can't put up with you.
Yeah, and they could be saying anything. Yeah, like, I mean, only reason why I'm with her because she got good head or she got good sex.
Or whatever. I just wanted to be with a black girl. Or I just wanted to be able to see what it was all about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but episode-wise, the whole, what's her name? Tiffany and the husband, her having the postpartum and everything
That was just a waste of time to me.
It was different. It was different. I mean, I guess they were just trying to inject it, you know, to make people aware of it. But I feel like they could have did something better with their storyline. Yeah, because, you know, for a season finale, I don't think that could have been one of the episodes early in the season.
Yeah, they could have did that early in the season, because the girl was acting stupid all the time anyway. Like, she didn't want to be bothered. But I thought that wasn't her, that wasn't her husband baby.
It was a husband baby.
Oh, I thought they were saying, like, he with her and she's having somebody else's kid or something.
Oh,
no. I made that up?
Okay. Yeah, you made that up. Kelly stole the scene again. You know what I'm saying? Her cutting up on the bus. You know what I'm saying? The police.
That's the fat black girl.
Yes. Kelly, she's
about funny. To get tased.
Yeah, she's like, I've been tased before. She got.
I can survive it or whatever.
Yeah. She peed on. She's like, we peed on yourself. She's like, well, I ain't got to pee this time. Like, she was, and so she stole the scene. And it was kind of funny. Like, they was having a police altercation on the show. Yeah. During these times. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Insecure, man. Damn, man. Season over with already. I mean, it wasn't 8 shows this time. It was 10. And it still felt like it was too short.
Yeah, it definitely was. Because I got through that thing real quick. But, I mean, it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I think we need to go to 16 next season. At least 12, 13, somewhere like that. Yeah. It's only 30 minutes east.
Yeah, you up can the do ante.
It. Yeah, come on, man. Let's stop playing. Next up, let me get to my docket.
And yes, I do have a song of the week.
It is song of the week time. Queen Germ, do you have a song of the week? Let me guess what it is. It is... what's that? Superbad, James Brown.
Wrong song, right artist.
No, again, come on, man. But, really, another James Brown song.
And I just had to keep it real with my people, because I know the people wanted a third one. They wanted a third one. One for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we got this third one popping off. I'm gonna try not to do another one next week, but we'll see
inspired.
But I have been inspired, because, you know, we talk about all these checks. You want a coronavirus check. You want a this. You want a that. You want a reparations check. You know, we thinking about all of the things that been happening. One thing people keep talking about is the big payback. So we got to do the payback as my song of the week. James Brown, baby, run it.
Oh, God. I mean... I'm sorry, people.
The big payback.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
check to them lyrics out.
Subject y'all to 3 weeks of James Brown music in a row.
Yeah.
My gosh. Well, my song of the week, man. Song by J-Hove, OJZ, Family Feud, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, nobody wins when the Family Feud, man. So let's go ahead and take a music break. We'll be right back in a minute. This is Frocast, episode 409. We'll be back in a minute.
Super Bowl goes. My wife in the crib feeding the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. The kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed. I cooked up more chicken when the kitchen closed. We gon' reach a Billy first. I told my wife the spiritual shit really work. Come to a law, I run through them all. Hoey's home, all these phonies come to a halt. All this old talk left me confused. You'd rather be old rich me or new you. And old niggas, y'all stop acting brand new. Like Tupac ain't have a nose ring too. Nobody wins when the family feuds. But my stash can't fit in the Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear why I'm here, how about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire, I'm cute. Pretty much, if anybody getting handsome checks,
It should be us. Fuck rap. Crack cocaine. Nah, we did that. Black owned things. 100% black owned champagne. And we merrily, merrily eating off these streams. Y'all still drinking Perrier Juvet. But we ain't get through to you yet, What's better than one billionaire? Two. Especially if they from the same hue as you. Y'all stop me when I stop telling the truth. I would say I'm the realest nigga rapping, but that ain't even a statement. That's like saying I'm the tallest midget. Wait, that ain't politically correct. Forget it. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Can I get an amen from the congregation? Yeah, I'll fuck up a good thing if you let me. Let me alone, Becky. A man who don't take care of his family can't be rich. I watched Godfather, I missed that whole shit. My consciousness was Michael's common sense. I missed the karma that came as a consequence. Niggas busting off through the curtains cause she hurting. Kate losing the babies cause their future's uncertain. Nobody wins when the family feuds. We all screwed cause we never had the tools. I'm trying to fix you. I'm trying to get these niggas with no stripes to be official. Y'all think small, I think biggie. Your whole pass is in danger to Mississippi. Out shopping in the mirror taking selfies. How was him or Bill Cosby posed to help me? Old niggas never accepted me. New niggas is the reason I stopped drinking Dos Equis. We all lose when the family feuds. What's better than one billionaire? Two? I'll be damned if I drink some Belvedere while Puff got Ciroc. Y'all need to stop.
I'm ready. I can dig scrapping. backstabbing.
All right, man, we back for the music break. Like I said, if you just listen on YouTube, all you get to hear is, you don't get to hear the music. So if you want to hear songs like, I don't want to say because then we might get flagged. So yeah, if you want to hear the Frocast in its entirety, please listen on the Frocast, on their podcast reader, because we have to take down music on YouTube for copyright reasons, just to let y'all know that. But it's now HBCU confession time. And like I said, people, we get these from the HBCU Confessional Twitter. You can just go on there and read some crazy shit. We usually just pull one at random, and we bring it here for Queen Germ to hear. All right. Girl, serious question. Why do y'all seriously think guys might be gay because we don't want to have sex all the time? Sometimes we just don't be in the mood or be tired. And some of us are crazy horny like y'all think we are. Some of us aren't crazy horny like y'all think we are. Howard. Well, heard a story that Howard got some of the baddest women on the planet walking the on their campus. So, sir, if these are the kind of men that's up there, I understand why the women are horny like this.
Or not.
Yes.
Didn't they say the churn
ain't? The women are horny like this because there ain't no masculine men up there. Dudes don't want to take care of business.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I'm always up for the challenge. I don't never turn nothing down. I ain't never tired. What you talking about?
Oh.
Anytime. You call, hey, whenever, it's ready to go.
Not 50.
It's ready to go. You got to be ready to go. You can't never be tired. You can't take a day off. No excuses, bro.
Not
no
you
excuses.
Who said 50 was when you was tapping out.
I said 55.
Oh, now we done got 5 more years?
No, it was 55.
It was 55 the whole time?
Yeah, it was 55.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that still ain't good enough, but okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's a long time.
It's not.
Yeah.
But, yeah. 13 years.
That's a long time.
Not.
Yeah. But anyway, dudes, you just got to be ready and willing, man. Like, whenever women want it, man, they don't care. They don't want to hear about that. You might be tired or you just don't feel like it. They don't want to hear that shit, man. They just want you to, you know, beat their guts out, bro. That's it.
I mean, it ain't like nobody asking you to last all night. I'm sure the churn ain't got all the time for that. So you do what you do, rub one out and go to bed. Like, what's the problem?
I mean, sometimes you just be tired.
Yeah, no. That's a lie.
It is.
That's a lie. You don't be tired.
That's some work. Mm-hmm. That's some work.
Yeah, it ain't that much work. It's a natural thing.
Listen, no, it's a natural thing, but if you think about it, it's like doing sit-ups. You sitting there moving your body like that, you mm-hmm. be sore.
Yeah, but you ain't doing it long enough. You ain't doing it long enough
it
to
depends.
Be sore.
Some people, it depends.
Child, please. Yeah. These 10, 15-minute sessions, that ain't nothing.
Hey, man, that's a lot of 10, 15 minutes just sitting there doing that.
Uh-huh.
That's a workout.
Okay, well, count your calories.
Oh, okay.
That's all I can tell you.
I got you. So, man, so you think there's anything wrong with him? I mean, he just saying... Like, you know, like...
I mean, it's suspect.
It ain't suspect.
Yes, it is. You don't like pussy.
Ain't I way do the like
world,
pussy.
Ain't
I
no way
like...
in the world you talking about you having sex once a, what, once a week? What is that?
That's good enough.
That's, no, it's not. It's lame.
I'm in school.
Okay. And so you really should be fucking.
No, I really should be studying.
No, you should be fucking.
No.
You can put them notes on my back.
No, I can't.
And you can read them while you're doing what you're doing. Come on.
That's ridiculous.
It's not.
My goodness.
It's not.
I understand where he's coming from because, you know, sometimes...
Are you?
Sometimes you just be tired.
Okay.
You're like, yo, I just want to lay down, man. Like, I just want to lay down.
Yeah, just lay down and cuddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
Hey, man.
That's a waste of time.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a good night of just getting... That's like, you're laying there together holding each other, man, and, you know, you ain't got to, you know... Just,
nah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
There's a whole lot wrong with that. You're wasting my time.
Wow. It's that time for Queen Jern's favorite segment. Who the baby need to beat on this week?
Let's go.
King Jern for keep adding the shit to the list.
And my person is this, man. Listen, man. I caught a lot of flack for this. And while I know it is not true, we don't give a fuck about facts over here.
We don't. I thought y'all like facts.
No, we hate facts. Fuck facts. Be funny. So, it was rumored on the internet that Beyonce had been casted in one of the newest Marvel movies to play Storm, who's an X-Men character, and people lost their ever-loving mind. I was one of those motherfuckers because, let's be real, man, Beyonce had a irritating voice when she be acting and shit like that, when she just be speaking. Because, let's be honest, she fucked up the Lion King. The little live action Lion King.
I'm a Lion King fan, and that was some bullshit.
And she fucked that up. So I was just like, yo, if y'all want to see her fuck up y'all X-Men shit, she gonna do it. But luckily, it was not true. But too late, it made the docket. So we're gonna talk about it. And I was just gonna say that's who the baby need to beat on. Whoever's gonna thought about casting Beyonce for this role, if you even thought about it, you need to get beat on by the baby. So Give him that bop, baby. We got the Keep It 100. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah, I guess my Keep It 100 is going to be The Truth is a Gift That Don't Need No Bow.
100.
A whole lot of people nowadays, everybody want to be talking about, you know, speak your truth and all this other stuff, but hell, we try to sugarcoat stuff for other people. You trying to make people feel comfortable with what it is. I mean, all I can say is, the same way you dishing out the truth, make sure you able to accept it when the truth coming back your way. So, that's what I got to say for my Keep It 100.
All right, man. My Keep It 100, man, and listen, man, I'm seeing a lot of people doing a lot of talking this year about Juneteenth, and when you're hearing this today, will be Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth Day to all my people out there celebrating. And I'm seeing a lot of people talk about, oh, let's do Juneteenth this year, without really knowing the full story of Juneteenth. Juneteenth is really kind of specific to Texas because it was the day that the Texas slaves found out they was free. We was actually freed in, 1863, January 1st, but word didn't get back to them until June 19th, 1865. So I know a lot of y'all saying, well, all us weren't free, so we weren't really free. All us was free. Them motherfuckers just didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So they were enslaved because they just didn't know. So that's not, you know, y'all, when you're celebrating Juneteenth, please know the story behind it. That's all I'm saying. Don't think that you do know and just out there celebrate. Oh, let's make it like black people and let's make it like the 4th of July. Let's have fireworks and everything. I mean, I've seen a lot of people, newly woke people. I appreciate it, but let's calm down before white people try to make it a national holiday and then do like they did at Pope MLK birthday. Like, they only had this man's birthday on his real fucking birthday. Mm-mm. Like, what kind of shit is that? They move his birthday around like, what the fuck? My birthday is my birthday.
It don't matter what day it is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why I can't get that day? That's my fucking birthday. But, you know, I digress.
Yeah, always. You know?
And my Keep 100 was kind of twofold because my second part is, I'm seeing a lot of people saying this, oh, let's get our kids to go to HBCUs instead of D1s and you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff. And yes, I've been a proponent of that way before y'all niggas said that. I said that 5-6 years ago, but, you know, it is what it is. But my whole thing is this. Y'all talk about support. Y'all talk about this, which I want y'all kids to go to the HBCUs, but you got to understand, you got to support these HBCUs. So the same way that you buy these D1 shirts and all this D1 shit in your house, you got all your Florida State, Florida, Miami, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Ohio State, Michigan, all these big motherfucking schools. You got to support the HBCUs just like you support the big schools.
100.
Because that's what the HBCUs need right now, is support. You can't just put the players there and think support gonna come. No, you alumni, y'all gotta start giving back. Y'all gotta, you know, if y'all talk about this HBCU love, but y'all not giving back to the HBCUs. So I wanna hear this shit until y'all motherfuckers start committing some support to these HBCUs. And that's all my Keeping 100s this week.
Okay.
Winners, losers, do you have any winners?
Yes. My winner this week is going to be this lady named Sheila. She is a lawyer who is now going to take the place of the pitcher on the Aunt Jemima pancake box.
Winner!
She's a black lady. She's a lawyer that they want to stress that likes pancakes sometimes. And therefore, they're going to choose to change the face on there to this lady's face instead of the Aunt Jemima.
She look like Chris Rock.
I just feel like I wouldn't want nobody to be on there. They could just put whatever up there if y'all feel like it's such a problematic.
Why don't you change the fucking name, Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima, but they're going to call the thing Sheila. So now it's just going to be the Sheila pancakes. So I'm just like, again, we doing a lot. It's funny right now. Everybody's trying to throw their head in there because they want to say, oh, we're not racist. Now they're realizing, I mean, I don't even think it's now they're realizing. Now they see that it's some shit that's hitting the fan. They don't want their shit to be targeted. They don't want their shit to burn down. So y'all just doing whatever y'all think is necessary. And that's how you know you're not consulting real black people, because somebody who really knew that this was dumb should have just told you that putting Sheila's name on there instead of Aunt Jemima wasn't going to be the thing to solve the shit. So, but Sheila, hey, I'm going to let you win today because, hell, you done got your face put on the infamous Aunt Jemima box. So it's just going to be called Sheila Pancakes Mix.
Wow. My winners are all the people that signed up to go to the Trump rally.
Winner!
Over 300,000 people signed up to go to the Trump rally that he had scheduled in Tulsa on Juneteenth, but citing all the he decided he, so much overwhelming demand, he decided to change the venue and the date, citing out of respect for Juneteenth. So, you know, so my winners are all y'all people that went and flooded the Ticketmaster to get those tickets that were free. But, you know, still, y'all made it not happen. See, that's when we come together. Look what we can do. Losers, you got any losers?
Yeah, not surprising, Alabama being what they are as a state.
Loser.
I'm going to have to say the Alabama DA, last name Robinson. These people had the audacity, they had done it, that they sentenced a 16-year-old boy with 65 years in prison. For one, 16-year-olds should not be going to be with grown people, but nonetheless. And they charged him for the death of his friend who was killed by the police. So he didn't kill the person, but because they were committing a robbery together, yep, the police killed him. Yep. They gave the 16-year-old 65 years in prison.
Yep, that's their law.
But that shouldn't be a law.
If you, like, if you,
that shouldn't be a law.
Me and you go break in somebody's house and the owner kill you or kill me,
you can't charge me with no murder.
That's what they do.
Like I said, that should not be a law. I mean, that should not be a law. Yeah. It's no justification in that because the police pulled the trigger. If I was there by myself, who the fuck, y'all would have been saying that the police did excessive force. So how the hell you could divert the fact that the police pulled a trigger and me as a 16-year-old deserve to go to prison for the murder of a friend of mine who I didn't kill?
It's crazy. It's the law. Man, my loser, man, my first loser is B. Simone.
Loser.
B. Simone, she her book came out and it looked like a church program. And it wasn't... This book was ridiculous. She got hit with plagiarizing claims of people. I mean, she was stealing word for word.
Well, like, if it copy, wasn't that long.
And, copy and pasted, like, yeah, from people off Pinterest. And it was horrible. And she was on, you know, online talking about how she finessed people. I mean, not finesse, excuse me. How she made $1 million off her book. And when the book finally came out, people were pissed. They paid like $36 for the book. And it looked like a church program. It looked like something you get from like a...
I mean, the least she could have did was make up a couple of poems or something.
Oh, it was horrible. So yeah, she's my loser. And my other loser is, because Queen Journal learns when I have two losers. All y'all people that is making donations to the Black Lives Matter Foundation.
Loser.
Okay? Does that exist?
Yes. It is not affiliated with the Black Lives Matter movement. So employees of Apple, Google, and Microsoft have raised millions of dollars for the Black Lives Matter Foundation, thinking it's the international racial justice movement seeking to end police brutality. Good gosh, say that 5 times. That couldn't be further from the truth. You know what I'm saying? They say, inspired to help the cause, the 19-year-old Georgetown University sophomore and her capella group, the Phantoms, raised nearly $1,000 for what they thought the global movement, you know, they raised $1,000. But when they sent it to the Black Lives Matter Foundation, is a Santa Clarita, California-based charitable organization that has one paid employee and lists a UPS store as its address. Has a very different goal, according to its founder, bringing the community together and police closer together. So, if you have been giving money to the Black Lives Matter Foundation, congratulations, you played yourself.
That's it.
Yes. Well, it's that time of show, Queen Germ. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Poach, and anybody and everybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Yo, man. What can I say? She represents her city. My shout-outs go a little something like this, man. Shout-out to B-Eazy. Thanks to B-Eazy, man. He, man, look, man, I don't know if I give him his props.
You don't.
You know what I'm saying? B-Eazy is like the backbone of the Frocast, like just as far as the technical things. And, you know, I just want to shout him out for everything he does, man, on that end. You know, taking time out of his busy schedule, you know what I'm saying, to do what he do. Appreciate that, B-Eazy, man. Who else? Shout-out to GQ Blue.
Sorry.
Short T, Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, J Will, Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. Hey, Light Skin Kanye posted up a picture of some boiled eggs with bacon and cheese in the middle of them, and they had like a toothpick sticking between them. Just looked kind of delicious. Looked kind of fire. I was like, yo, might have to try that one day. You know, it's like a bacon, egg, cheese without the bread.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shout out to 12 Cal and 12 Cal Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brayson, everybody at Dr. Brayson Network. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. You got Kayla, the truck driver. You got Dr. Cam. And, of course, Dr. Brayson, man. Shout out to the Humbly Arrogant Show. Any other podcast that fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Anybody over that site to fuck with the kids, shout out to Amazing App. Shout out to Dragon Lady, Chuck the Gambler, Sleazy the Back Farmer, and anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, another great show. At least I think.
It's all right.
Shout out to It's All Right.
Rate your show.
Rate your show.
I'm going to give it a 8.7.
Wow. That's a low rating.
Not really.
Yes, it is. 8.7, that ain't good.
Okay. 8.7 is what I said. So
I'm gonna go 9.1. Okay. I'm gonna go a little bit, you know, I'm trying to get this average up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, late start kinda, you know what I'm saying, maybe that affected the jokes, but I don't know. I think we brought it this week. I still think we brought it. I think they're gonna be entertained.
I think so too.
Okay, okay.
8.7 on my side.
We're gonna work on something new next week. I'm gonna discuss it with Queen Jern, see how she feel about
it. I'm not for it.
Okay, see, look, she's shooting it out. See, that's Negative Nancy. This is who I work with over here. But y'all, man, don't forget, man, like always, don't forget leaving us a good rating on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in. That number is 347-201-2572. Don't forget about Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to share it, tell a friend. Man, y'all know how we do it around here. 409 episodes.
409.
Clean your house up. Don't forget, that's the 409 episode. Clean your house up. You know what I'm saying? Don't have a dirty house.
Keep it.
Yes, yes. It's Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth, everybody that's out there celebrating.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, hey, y'all know the goon rules apply, man. Single mothers, don't do it.
Don't come with that shit.
Don't come with it, bro. Like, leave that shit alone, bro. Like, not now. Like, this is not what we need. Because Father's Day will be the tipping point where the women and the men gonna be fucking arguing on Sunday, and we don't need that shit. So, single mothers, y'all not fucking fathers. Don't forget that. You know what I'm saying? So, and if you give your mother a Father's Day card this Sunday, you a bitch ass nigga. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. You a bitch ass nigga. I don't give a fuck. Well, my mama was my mama and my daddy. No, the fuck she wasn't. She was your fucking mama. You know what I'm saying? So, don't start that shit. Yeah.
Sorry I said anything.
Yeah, yeah. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, man. Keep doing great work, man. Raise your tribe. And yeah, Forecast, man. It's King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And we out this bitch, man. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information.
NappyAfro.com